You're listening to an Ideas Lab Predictor Podcast Extra from the University of Birmingham. Dr. Mel Evans introduces the two readings of Elizabeth I's letters, read by Hannah Perrin with the guidance of José A. Pere Dio.
The first letter was written when Elizabeth was about 14 years old, and it was written to her stepmother, Catherine Parr, who was pregnant at the time with what would later be a baby girl. And Elizabeth wrote to her to wish her a safe delivery in the pregnancy.
Although your Highness letters be most joyful to me in absence, yet considering what pain it is to you to rate your grace being so great with child and so sickly, your commendation were enough in my lord's letter. I much rejoice at your health with the well-liking of the country, with my humble thanks that your grace wished me with you till I were weary of that country. Your Highness were like to be cumbered if I should not depart till I were weary being with you. Although it were in the worst soil in the world, your presence would make it pleasant. I cannot reprove my lord for not doing your commendations in his letter, for he did it. And although he had not, yet I will not complain on him, for that he shall be diligent to give me knowledge from time to time how his busy child doth. And if I were at his birth, no doubt I would see him beaten for the trouble he has put you to. Master Denny and milady, with humble thanks, prayeth most entirely for your grace, praying the Almighty God to send you a most lucky deliverance. And me mistress wisheth no less, giving you Highness most humble thanks for her commendations, written with very little leisure this last day of July. Your humble daughter, Elizabeth.
The second letter was written during Elizabeth's reign in the 1580s, when she was writing to James VI of Scotland, who was also her godson. And this was part of a long exchange of letters spanning nearly 20 years during her lifetime, where she kind of tried to manage the political situation in Scotland whilst by trying to persuade him personally through letters.
I muse much, right dear brother, how possibly me well-meant letter proceeding from so faultless a heart could be either misliked or misconstrued. And first for me promise made of reciproc usage in all amicable manner, I trust I never have nor never shall make fraction of in the least scruple. And as for doubt of your performance of your vow made me, I assure you, if I did not trust your words, I should esteem but at small value your writings. And if you please to read again my last letter, you shall perceive how much I prize your tried constancy for all the many assaults that I am sure your heirs have been assailed with. And therefore I am far from doubt, when such proof is made, you might worthily forthink you to have bestowed so much faithful dealing upon one that either had small judgment or much ingratitude. And thereof I may clearly purge me from such crime, for I have more just cause to acknowledge thankfulness manifold than in any part to overrun me own wit, to leave it behind me. And for the sum that you suppose me many affairs made me forget, together with the manner of the instrument or letter, quocumque nomine datur, for the first I assure you I never gave commission, for more some other might mistake, as Randall will tell you, and for the letter some words, and for me was such as fitted not our two friendships, as Randall also can show you. But I have sent you a letter that I am sure contains all you desired, in special words, which I trust shall content you. Although I must say for myself this much, that the pithy and effect of all you received afore, and beseech you, you think that I find it my greatest fault, that I remember but too well, yea, many times more that I would, but never ought, that maybe for your behalf, either in honour or contention, shall e'er slip out of my mind, but will take so good regard into it as it that ever shall nearly touch meself, as knoweth God, whoever preserve you from deceitful counsel and grant you true knowledge of your assured with long and many years to reign, your most affectionate and assured loving sister and cousin, Elizabeth R.